Step 5. Conduct the interview. Several do's and don'ts can help make the most out of the 360 interviews. Don't argue points with the feedback providers. Feedback is perceptual because it's based on your colleagues' actual experiences with you and their interpretations of those experiences. There are no wrongs or rights. In the same situation, you can be perceived as a problem to one person and a solution to another. A colleague could view you as aggressive and you think you're straightforward and direct. Or someone could view you argumentative while another person could see you as courageous. Differences in perspectives, incongruities, and outright conflicts don't take away from feedback usefulness. They just mean that you'll have to study the feedback to discover underlying patterns and the changes you'll need to make. It's unlikely that everyone will agree on the changes you should make. Don't justify your actions as a response to critical feedback. Justifications are dressed-up arguments, excuses, or explanations for why you did something that didn't work. The intent, conscious or not, is not to get other people to agree with you once you hear your reasoning. That communicates that you're less interested in hearing and understanding their perspectives and more interested in expressing your own. Why you did something is irrelevant to your purpose in the 360, to learn what people think of you, why they think of you that way, and how you can make the necessary changes to improve your performance. Do seek clarification about people's comment, but don't use trying to understand as a pretext to imply that the feedback makes no sense. Before asking a question, be certain you're really curious and are seeking more information. Do ask for suggestions, advice, and assistance in working on the issues identified in the 360. For example, if a colleague observes that you don't pull your weight in meetings, ask him or her to suggest specific ways you could do that. And make sure you understand precisely what pull your weight means to that person. Ask for an example, something the person has observed. Once you understand, brainstorm together ways to be more effective until you hit upon one boat that you can agree on. Do find something to genuinely appreciate about the feedback, such as taking the time to do the interview, someone's courage to be frank, or a particular comment. Such appreciation builds relationship and abates defensive feelings.